Nolte, Basement Rated Jimmy Kimmel Talks About Retiring. By John Nolte on August 25, 2026. Former comedian Jimmy Kimmel is currently on a summer hiatus. This comes not long after ABC/Disney announced his contract would be renewed for only a single year. That year's up in May of 2027. Kimmel is closing in on age 60, and now he's talking about retirement. Kimmel and his executive producer/mean girl wife Molly McNerney appeared on a podcast this week when the subject came up. I know people who've been in that situation. It's funny. People make a big show of like, I'm done, and I'm tired of doing this. And then they make a lesser comeback trying to do the same thing, Kimmel said. That's always a bummer. I always look at that and go, oh, is that going to be me? He added that it depends on what you mean by retirement. I'm never going to stop doing things. It's just a different scenario. Jimmy Kimmel's hateful and intolerant wife chimed in. I would be happy to be done with the show and end it in a great way and do my own next thing. But I do care deeply about that show and the people who work there. And I think the voice is really important right now. She continued, it's like he deserves to go out there and just be on the river and relax. But I also want him to keep fighting, and I feel this sense of desire to not quit because I think what he is doing is incredibly important right now. My guess is that Disney/ABC will renew Kimmel's contract at least through the end of President Trump's presidency. As we all know, the Disney grooming syndicate cares more about pushing its left-wing political and grooming agenda than it does about making money or looking out for its stockholders. Stephen Colbert had better ratings than Kimmel and still got fired because he was reportedly losing CBS around $50 million per year. Kimmel's losses must be around the same or even worse. These losses are tolerated because Kimmel is not a late-night host based on merit. If merit were a requirement, Kimmel would have been fired years ago. Instead, he's the recipient of a left-wing affirmative action program for puppets who please the Democrat Party. He's a stooge of the state. Hermann Göring in a clown nose. Disney's monkey boy. If you're still not convinced Disney is run by monsters, consider this, Kimmel is paid millions of dollars to lose heaven only knows how much money every year. Meanwhile, Disney is stripping thousands of employees of their health insurance. There's only one reason Disney would kick thousands off their health insurance while subsidizing a proven failure like Kimmel, and that's partisan politics. Disney hates normal people and needs Kimmel to feed that hate.